Musician Tiff Merritt describes herself as having an outsider's heart, a perspective that helped fuel the restless, haunting songs of her new album, Traveling Alone.
This morning, if it always gone, funny thing, wouldn't faze me none. Might feel like I just got home. You know I always had a taste.
You'll hear a lot of Emmylou Harris in this voice, though Tiff Merritt's mix of desperation and hope hasn't brought her the commercial success to match years of critical praise and a Grammy nomination for Best Country Album. Morning Edition's David Green has been taken with the combination of sweetness and vulnerability in her songs. Something on display when the two sat down to talk and Tiff Merritt mentioned she'd brought along some items from home to put her at ease.
Describe to me what you're talking about.
Well, in my apartment, above my desk, I have a cork board where I pin things while I'm writing. Notes to myself, what's important to me, what I'm focusing on. So by the end of writing a record, I have this kind of crazy paper collage, and I was a little bit nervous, so I thought that I'd bring some pieces of that with me to keep me centered.
Can you tell me what a couple of those notes say that you decided to bring?
Yeah. One of them says, stop f***ing around.
Well, we might have to delete that.
I just had to tell you. One of them says, it's up to you, you're driving. One of them says, work harder. And I have a picture of a beautiful drawing of an Eskimo woman on a log with a banjo as her oar. In the chaos of traveling and all of that, this is a little part of how I keep close and tend the things that are important to me.
Tiff, the name of the new album is Traveling Alone, and I guess I wonder if a feeling of being alone was part of making these songs.
Yes. You know, I think at the end of the day, I have an outsider's heart, and I think you have to pose the question of how do you participate in a world that doesn't always make sense to you, but has so much meaning and beauty at the same time. And you always hope that you are going to find that place where you belong. You know, you follow the map or the playbook that everyone in the world seems to have or understand, and that you will arrive where things make sense. And I think you actually... that's a little naive, and that you have to build that place yourself. And that's a lonely thing to realize, but also a very exciting one.
You're painting this kind of sad portrait of someone who sees sees a lot of meaning in the world, but feels like, you know, you're on the outside. Tell me more about why you feel that way.
I'm an odd bird. I have a sense of restlessness that happens when I try to participate in things that are just the noise of life, that don't really make sense to me, that feel watered down, that feel not meaningful.
Nothing fancy, nothing fake, nothing wasted and no deal to make. What you need is what you want to take, and what you take, you use.
I do think that traveling alone is a metaphor for inner life. You know, we, at the end of the day, are completely responsible for ourselves. And I don't think you can let that get watered down.
What is an example of a setting where you feel this restlessness that you're talking about?
I can't watch TV.
Okay. Why not?
It seems silly. And I spend so much time on the road, and...
Are you saying TV feels cheap to you in a way? Or?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. TV feels cheap to me, and I feel dirty after I watch it. I don't have a TV, and yet we, you know, you go to a restaurant these days, and there are 10 TVs on, and there's music being piped in, and there's, you know, life has this casino feel. And sometimes I feel like modern life, all around me is trying to trick me into forgetting what's meaningful by distracting me.
Your musical career has its roots in time spent with your father growing up in North Carolina. What were those moments like?
Well, my dad plays music by ear, and I can remember as a little girl on Saturdays, that was what he loved to do. He would get his guitar out and his harmonica out, and he'd play Percy Sledge songs at the piano, and I can remember sitting beside him and my feet not touching the floor and singing with him. And I just, the feeling that a daughter has for her father is huge. And that was, music was the expression of that.
Didn't mean to stand up, I didn't mean to daydream. I didn't want to hear it calling my name. Regular life don't suit me at all. Oh, I gotta get going, I'm still not home. Oh, I try so hard, I'm still not home.
Tiff, where is your destination and why haven't you gotten there yet?
Well, you know, I'm probably one of those people that's never going to get to my destination because that's part of what being a writer is about. And I think that's part of what life is about, at least for me. I do believe that life is a process and we're always growing and seeking and trying to feel our way to the next place. So I don't find a sadness in that. I think that's absolutely who I am.
Tiff Merritt, best of luck with the new album.
Thank you so much.
Really a pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
That's singer-songwriter Tiff Merritt speaking with David Green about her new album, Traveling Alone. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.